Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning, Dr. Balal. Disha from Red FM.
Good morning, Disha. How are you?
I'm very well, and happy Doctor's Day to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How have you been? How's your health, your team, your family?
So far, so good. Of course, we are going through a very challenging time.
Yes.
With the COVID era. So it's been quite stressful for the healthcare industry.
Dr. Balal, I believe this spike, not just in Bangalore, Karnataka, but in all of India, has worried people. And yesterday, the World Health Organization made an official statement saying the worst is yet to come. Should people be freaking out? I mean, I kind of think they should actually, because unless they freak out, they're not going to be careful. So I feel like let people freak out a little bit.
I would say they have to be careful. May not necessarily need to freak out. Because what I've seen is when the disease first came and the lockout was imposed, people were extremely, extremely careful.
Yes.
The minute we sort of lifted the lockdown, it was a free-for-all.
Yes.
And now I think it's time for introspection, go back to the social distancing, hand-washing, masks, etc., so that we can slow down the spread of disease.
Dr. Balal, I had a gentleman called Jagan call me sometime back, and he said, what is the point of this one Sunday lockdown, 8 to 5, you know, in Bangalore, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m.? What is the fayda? And he actually put it down so simply, and he said, will the coronavirus go with this? So
I guess the only logic I can think of, minimizing exposure. So on a non-working day or after working hours, if you restrict travel, maybe the intermingling of people on these days and these hours would be less. Because the main and the only cause of spread really is close interaction between people. And
yes.
All the others are not that important, like touching surface and all that come far below the direct contact. The closer you are, the less protected you are, more the chance of getting the disease. And I think if you restrict the number of hours that you are in touch with each other, obviously we cannot restrict on a working day and
yes.
working hours. Maybe that is the logic. Certainly the coronavirus doesn't know it's Sunday or after 5 p.m.
Because, you know, there are people are cynical, people have questions. And he was saying, if you want to do a complete lockdown, if you're opening it, open it up completely. Now, I think he's a bit of a purist. And I told him, you know, you can't swing in both extremes. I thought a doctor answering that might make him understand a little better, because he was in complete disagreement with me. So,
yeah. No, I guess life is not all black and white. There are
yes.
areas that are gray. See, I think the lockdown was necessary, but it was difficult to continue it because it would have completely destroyed the economy
yes.
and the livelihood of a lot of people. So you have to strike a balance between the complete lockdown versus some opening up and spread of disease. And I think the government has opted for the latter, which I think is the right thing to do, because lockdowns are necessary but cannot be indefinite. And also when you sort of ease the lockdown, it cannot be free for all.
Yes.
I think it has to be done in a phased manner so that people get used to the new norms.
I know this is a million-dollar question. I don't expect a fixed answer, but I'm just going to still try and ask you, Mr. Balal. When do you think we'll see the end of this?
Oh, like I've always said, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. When will the tunnel end is a million-dollar question, truly. Most experts believe that, at least in India, the peak would be between August and September, depending on when the rise of cases started. It may
okay.
be different for different cities and states.
Okay.
But probably by the end of August, we should see either plateauing or a downward slope of the curve. But it is impossible to predict, because I've seen the best of predictions by the most brilliant minds
yes.
have all gone awry.
Mm.
So I think your guess or anyone else's guess is as good as mine. But most people believe that August to September, we should see a plateau and downhill course after that.
Doc, thank you so much for, I mean, I'm using you as a representation of the medical fraternity. And I'd like to thank you for this endless service. It doesn't, God knows when this is going to come to an end. You guys have a very rough year ahead. While most people are working from home, you don't have an option like that. Thank you so much for the service you provide this country with.
Thank you, Disha. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.